I'll go and see. I've never even heard of Cooperstown before. So I came
that's
and I just...
That's when you came on a trolley, huh?
That's when I came.
Did you have all your possessions with you?
Oh, no. I just came to see if I was going to like it. And I liked it so well that I got the jam and I stayed.
So you've been here ever since?
Yeah, I've been here since 1931 or 32.
Sure. Then she opened the shop for her own now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where was your shop?
Well, the Ann's Beauty Shop, it's next to the theater there.
Uh-huh.
That actually still goes by my name, Ann's Beauty Shop. But I sold it when my daughter was born, before she was born. And there were many, many changes there. Many people sold and bought and sold, changed hands, but they never changed the name.
Yes.
So it still goes on.
Mr. Shepherd, how did you meet your wife?
Well, when I was on the road selling.
No, you're mistaken.
I used to play in an orchestra.
No, still not. See, he doesn't remember that. There was no the shoe store in the Cooperstown.
Oh, yeah.
And the barber shop and beauty shop.
Yeah, I was working in the A&P at that time.
And
A&P on Main Street?
Yeah.
When was that?
Used to be in the 30s?
Yeah.
But it used to be across the street where the cupboard is now.
Yeah, where the cupboard, that was the...
Okay.
Yeah, it used to be in there. Mm-hmm. And I worked in there, that's right.
And so I was working, seeing this, there was a beauty shop and a barber shop next door to the shoe store. And there was a fellow that worked there, and we, you know, got acquainted, we talked, and one time she introduced me to Ken, and he said, you know, the last couple I introduced, they got married.
So you did too.
No, we didn't want to spoil the record.
What kind of wedding ceremony did you have?
Oh, we were very simple.
Very simple?
Yeah, very simple.
You didn't have a Polish wedding?
No.
You
didn't have any family here or anything?
No, very, very quiet wedding.
Do you cook any Polish dishes?
Occasionally.
What kind of things do you cook?
I don't know if it's particularly Polish anymore. I cook sauerkraut because that's more or less a Polish dish, and I have a Polish kielbasa.
Uh-huh.
Galumpki, cabbage, meat wrapped up in cabbage.
Tell me how you make that.
You take a head of cabbage, and you steam it for a while.
Right.
So the leaves get sort of a soft instead of crispy, and then you get some hamburg and cooked rice. Mix together, and you wrap that into the leaves and put it on the pot. And then you pour either a can of tomato sauce or and just cook it until it's done. It's very good.
How about any pastries or anything like that? Desserts that are Polish?
Well, pastries. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make some tomorrow to my daughter. They call it chruszczyki.
I've heard of those. Tell me about those.
And so I make that every year for Christmas, and usually
those are a Christmas pastry?
Well, no, it's more or less any holiday.
A holiday?
Like a Christmas or Easter.
Everybody likes it so well.
How do you make those?
Well, it's hard to tell. I just do it out of my head.
Okay, what's in them?
Well, you're supposed to use mostly egg yolks.
Right, you separate the yolks from the whites.
Yeah. But I do add 8 whites because I don't know what to do with eggs. whites, but they're just as good. And then you put that, and you put flour and low sugar, a little salt, and low cream to make it so you can roll it. You know, you really work at it. I like to knead that for hours and hours, not by half an hour anyway.
It's a pretty thick dough that you add with those.
It is. And then I put about a couple of tablespoons of whiskey, like rye. And I also put some vinegar in it. And you know what the vinegar does to it? Because you fry it in a deep fat, and you ever seen them? Yeah. You know, they're kind of fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you put the slit in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you fry them, the vinegar prevents the grease get into, so they never taste
doesn't
greasy.
Soak in.
Grease doesn't soak in.
Well, that's a trick I'll have to use. How much vinegar do you
put in? Sometimes depends on how much I make. If I make a big one, I put 2 tablespoons or a tablespoon.
You put it right into the dough.
Yeah.
Not into the
And you
grease.
Don't, yeah, and it's a lot of work with it, but it's really delicious.
Yeah. Were there any special customs associated with the Kuschekis?
No, not that I know of. I'm just taking a book. I just got a can in it upstairs you never find it. I was going to just show you because I just got this book for my daughter. She doesn't speak Polish, but she wished she could. And she, as a matter of fact, she would like to take some in college now, but they discontinued. They didn't have enough students so that she was looking forward to. So no. I'm taking this book to her.
Okay, well, I'm
in English, but it's...
It's the old story. When she was little, she didn't want to. Now she wishes she had, you know?
Who's that? Your daughter?
Yeah, she wishes she'd learned Polish. She could have been spoken Polish.
That's
like
right.
Breeze now,
That's
but
right.
She wants to. Yeah.
Are there very many Polish families in Cooperstown?
There's a few, not too many, but there's in the Fly Creek area, and I guess Hartwick somewhat, there are a lot of Yugoslav.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, well, not Polish, but it's sort of close, you know. There are a lot of Yugoslavs over on Fly Creek. And,
see, this is
there are Polish, too, over there. There's
treasured Polish Christmas customs and traditions. Do you remember any of these as being similar to ones you celebrated?
Yes,
or are
yes,
there things
yes.
that you never heard of in
no,
here?
No, there's quite a bit of what I remember.
Yeah.
Like Christmas, I remember on a Christmas Eve, I remember my mother doing it.
Right.
On the table, they always, you see, they had a big dinner Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they really observed. And they put a little hay under the tablecloth. That was, I guess, had something to do with the Christ being in a manger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I imagine. And then you had to, the children always had to wait for the first star to appear in the sky.
Right.
And that's when, after that, then they had dinner.
Uh-huh.
And they used to have, plays. Village people would get together and they would have a play and they go and perform and people would go and see that. And
what kind of play?
Oh, I suppose Christmas. Sort of
religious,
a play,
probably.
You know, just like we have in schools here.
A passion play?
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't know, just, I really don't remember that vividly, but I do remember that they used to
play. Was Christmas the biggest holiday, or were there other big holidays?
Well, Easter is a big holiday,
mm-hmm.
too.
Did you have special things at Easter time, too?
Oh, I suppose they did, too, but I really can't remember that well. I mean, not being it, when you're older, you're more interested, but when you're
mm-hmm.
little, you're really not that interested in what's going on.
That's right. Yeah. So tell me about some of the other Polish foods that you make besides. How do you spell the Kuschiki? Is that how you pronounce it?
Kuschiki, yeah, let me write it down.
Kuschiki.
I wouldn't know how to spell it. No.
No, I wouldn't either.
No, we have it on holidays. In fact, we'll take some out to our daughter, Marcia.
Uh-huh.
And there's another family going to ride with us. Another couple. Their daughter lives in Findlay, Ohio.
Right.
She's sort of on our way. And she's crazy about this, too.
She practically grew up with in our house because when her father went in the Second World War, and her mother, and she was just a little girl. She was only nine months old when they came to live with us. While her father was away, so she's like daughter to us, and that's where, and so she learned about the Kuschiki, so now she just loves it, and so I'm going to make some tomorrow to take some to her and make some to some.
How long will that take you?
Well, depends how many I'm going to make. If I think of it, I'll give you some to taste some.
Oh, I love that.
You probably had them, haven't you?
Well, I have a friend from home that makes them, and we've had them at her house. We go over to her house
mm-hmm.
for Christmas time. Her mother always has a lot of food,
yeah.
All kinds of pickled things.
The Polish too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Her name's Szymanski.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's how you spell it.
Yeah.
Kuschiki.
No, there's no G. Let's see.
Oh, no G?
No,
Z.
Yeah. Kuschiki, yeah.
Okay. Well, now
I know how to spell
that.
G.
I just call them Polish pretzels.
Polish pretzels?
You're laughing at me.
Yeah.
Okay, now. You
That's
say,
enough about me.
Okay, let's talk about this Eva Koo thing. You got me excited about that.
Well, I think I sort of forgot. You know, it was a play on a TV a year or two ago.
They had a story about that.
Oh, yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of forgotten you too, because...
Well, I can't. I wasn't here during that trial.
See, she ran...
She hired these... She ran a little road stand. Well, you might call it a booth joint, down on Route 7.
Uh-huh.
Down at...
about a couple of...
Maryland.
Yeah,
area.
About 3 miles from the corner.
And she hired these roustabouts, more or less, to come and, you know, take out the garbage and maybe 10 bar and sort of thing. And this one fellow, this is just a sketch of a little bit of it that I remember, but she'd hire him and...
she used to insure them very heavily.
Insurance policy.
She used to insure them heavily.
Insurance policy. And the last one, I wouldn't say there's any more, probably not, but the last one, she got a good big policy on him. And they went up in off on a country road somewhere.
On a mountain there.
Supposedly.
What's the name of that place? Mountain?
Crumhorn.
Crumhorn Mountain. That's there.
Yeah.
And it's not too far from here, and it's the Boy Scouts have their camp there.
Now they do?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the pretext of going there was exactly, but anyway, they went up there. He got out of the car. She ran over him a couple of times.
I guess she told him to look in the back of the car, that something was wrong.
Yeah.
And then she kept going back and forth and
killed
him.
Right.
Do you remember her though, Eva Koo?
Oh,
vaguely. Yeah, I was in her place. I'm once or twice. I remember. I remember one time I had a flat tire right near her place.
Uh-huh.
I went in there and used the restroom to wash up. But I really couldn't say that I remember her too much, but it was a big
She was, at that time, she was about 60 years old.
Yeah.
You know, that was...
When this all happened.
Yeah.
She didn't look it. Although she looked pretty tough, she was kind of a tough looking gal.
Why do you think that the trial was so well
publicized? It was countrywide. It was just, I don't know just why it was. Maybe because she was sentenced to death, you know, because not many women were ever sentenced to death outside of, Judith Gray or somebody like that. You're not familiar? When she killed somebody.
It caused quite a stir around here.
Yeah.
But it was for a month. You'd be surprised how many people came from all over. They brought their lunches with them. They stayed.
Yeah.
Oh, they would stay in line to... I never went to the trial because I just wasn't that much interested.
Mm-hmm.
But these two reporters, as I told you, what was her name?
Dorothy
Kilgallen. Yeah. You ask somebody, she was a very, very famous person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You heard of her?
Not too many years ago.
Well, did you ever go to listen in on any of it?
No, I wasn't here.
He wasn't here then, no.
No.
But...
Mm-hmm.
I know my niece that came, she was just graduated from high school, she came from Connecticut, and she, I got her, you had to get a ticket to go into their trial.
It's like a regular Broadway play.
Yeah, and so I got her a ticket, she went, but I never went to the
Well, did they make money on it?
Oh, no. There was just that there were so many people, you see, were coming.
To control the crowd.
Oh. To control the crowd to, you know, because only
so many.
Yeah, the court isn't that big.
Well, did very many people from around here have to testify about the case?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure there were quite a few.
I don't know what you're probably, I don't know about Cooperstown, but around
the
area was...
Sure, up at the historical, probably.
Yeah.
You probably could find out a lot about that, and even from a courthouse, because there's a lot of records about her. It's very interesting. As a matter of fact, that play I watched, and it was really quite interesting.
Uh-huh. Do you know any people that did testify about that case? I was doing some reading about it all in the old Freeman's Journal
at
the library. And
about Eva Koo?
Yeah, about the whole thing.
Oh.
And it seemed as though there was a big to-do about it here. Everybody really got excited about the whole
thing. Oh, yes. Of all people, that you'd be surprised. As I say, reporters way from New York and from all over, they were just, the town was just filled with people. Because those days, you see, we didn't have that many people coming to the museums. That was just very few people used to come. Well, that was just for a whole month that was just filled. The town was just filled. I don't know why people were so crazy about going to that trial. I really don't, because I wasn't that interested.
Do people talk about it much anymore?
Oh, not anymore, no. Only when it was on the TV, everybody said, well, did you see Eva Kuhl?
What was the story about on television?
It was about her life and how she killed and, and how... And she I think she went to the She did get an electric chair, I'm quite sure. But these two reporters, this Dorothy Kilgall and this other girl, they sort of felt sorry for her. And I remember one day, they used to come in every day to the shop just for some place to go, you know.
Right.
And one time they brought in, they bought sort of a set of sweaters, you know, short sleeves. Sweater and the long one, they felt so sorry. And I remember, I can still see it. It was just very pale pink. It was very, very pretty. And they felt sorry for her. They took it to her to give it to her.
So she could have something to wear.
Yeah. Which I thought was very nice of her. Because I never saw Eva Kuhl except for pictures in the paper.
Did you follow the trial in the paper?
Oh, yes. I could follow by everybody talking every day, you know, about it. So you really didn't even have to read the paper because you knew all about it. So.
Did people voice their opinions on what they thought should be done about
it? Oh, yes. 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 I think most people felt very strongly that she was, you know, guilty and she shouldn't get away with it.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Bill.
Oh.
She's trying to get the gas people. In Richfield, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I think we've talked for a good enough time. That ought to be plenty. Okay? You have anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Okay.